Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A lot to update you on today. The biggest news, I think, is that John McCain's vice presidential pick is not Mitt Romney. John McCain's vice presidential pick is not Mitt Romney. John McCain's vice presidential pick is not Mitt Romney. American Right to Life took out ads, TV ads, on Fox News in the early primary states where there were strong pro-life voting blocs. That was in Iowa, the Iowa caucuses, and the South Carolina primaries, and also had a major impact on the battle state in the Republican primary of Florida, because of the strong Christian and pro-life vote in Florida. And the results were startling. Mitt Romney was claiming the strongest pro-life credentials. He had worked in Iowa for a year. He spent about $6 million there in that little state of his own money. He had the strongest organization built. And ABC World News Tonight aired American Right to Life's television ad exposing Mitt Romney as a pro-abortion candidate who was lying in order to get the Christian vote. Fox News aired American Right to Life's Romney fairy tale TV ad. You could go online and Google, just go to AmericanRightToLifeAction.com, ARTLAction.com, or Google Romney fairy tale. You could see it on YouTube. You could see a high definition, high-quality version of it at Vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O.com. We also documented irrefragably, that Mitt Romney was radically pro-abortion. 2 years after his false, lying claim to have converted to the pro-life position, Mitt Romney authorized funding for surgical abortions, elective surgical abortions statewide in Massachusetts. He is a liar. He is a pro-abort. We ran ads 162 times in the state of Iowa in the 2 weeks leading up to the caucus there. South Carolina, the same story. Oh, by the way, exit polls after the Iowa caucuses, the networks reported, the Des Moines Register reported, that the number one factor why people voted against Mitt Romney was because he was lying about being pro-life. That was the number one factor. South Carolina, Mitt Romney was slaughtered. He came in behind Fred Thompson, who had been asleep throughout the entire campaign. Fred Thompson. Now, National Right to Life, they played the odds and doubled down, and they endorsed both Fred Thompson and Mitt Romney, two pro-abortion candidates. Fred Thompson had lobbied for NARAL, lobbyist for pro-aborts. The only thing he would say in public when he got FaceTime on news programs regarding the killing of unborn children was that he was against a human life amendment. And National Right to Life had the gall to endorse Fred Thompson for president, and their lead counsel, their general counsel, their political architect of the last 30 years, James Bobb, joined the campaign team for Mitt Romney, doing everything he could to get a radical pro-abort Republican into the White House for 4 years. And so fledgling American Right to Life Action, formed back in the fall of 2007, after a pro-life leader summit hosted by Colorado Right to Life, in which 30 pro-life leaders came in from around the country and agreed that there must be an alternative to National Right to Life, which is a major impediment to outlawing abortion in America. And in fact, when National Right to Life gives you 100% pro-life rating, if National Right to Life gave me 100% pro-life rating, I would pray and ask God to show me where in my heart I had gone wrong. Where had I begun to support the killing of unborn children? If National Right to Life gives you a 100% pro-life rating, run to the Lord and ask Him to search your heart and know your ways and see if there is evil within you. Because National Right to Life lies to pro-life Christians. They lie to them. They give 100% pro-life ratings. Their scorecard on John McCain, was it the second item? John McCain opposes tax-funded abortions? Oh, why is it that American Right to Life, with a fraction of the budget of National Right to Life, can find his vote in October 2005 in which he voted to fund surgical abortions? Why is it we can find that and they can't? So National Right to Life was endorsing Mitt Romney for president, and American Right to Life targeted only Mitt Romney, because he was declaring the loudest that he was the true pro-life candidate. He was the strongest, most hardcore pro-abort for a dozen reasons that were documented irrefragably. And he had the best organization. He had put the most effort into it, and he had spent the most money. I think he spent $60 million, maybe $40 million of his own money. He was slaughtered in South Carolina. The three states, American Right to Life, went head-to-head with Mitt Romney, strategically choosing where to spend our tens of thousands of dollars against his tens of millions of dollars. Strategically choosing pro-life voting blocks to target them in Iowa, South Carolina, and Florida. And in Florida, American Right to Life sent emails to 500,000 registered Republican voters, 500,000, documenting Mitt Romney's radical pro-abortion position. So through the months after Mitt Romney bailed, right after Super Tuesday, and by the way, there was extraordinary evidence in the media that American Right to Life had a hand in removing Mitt Romney from the race. For example, 2 days before Romney ended his campaign, the New York Times did an article about Romney's campaign being in complete disarray, or basically that he's losing it. And the photograph and the caption at the top of the article, it was a photograph of the American Right to Life logo with the eagle and the baby cradled in the eagle's right wing. And the caption, anti-abortion protesters confront Mitt Romney supporters, with the New York Times showing that Mitt Romney is being identified and exposed as a pro-abortion Republican candidate. So 4 weeks ago, John McCain came to Denver, and American Right to Life organized an extraordinarily effective protest. Now, they continued the protest against Mitt Romney even after he bailed out of the race, for an effort to make sure that he would not be viewed as a pro-life running mate, giving more deception, more opportunity for deception to the body of Christ. And so major fundraisers, major Republican fundraisers during the spring in Denver, American Right to Life would show up with huge banners, Mitt funds abortion. Mitt Romney might have nothing to do with the event. We were determined to ruin Mitt Romney's chances of becoming the vice presidential pick, because John McCain being pro-abortion would be advised to choose a vice presidential running mate who would be considered pro-life. And so while all the talking heads, the conservative Christian talking heads, would say that Mitt Romney is pro-life when he's a radical child-killing Republican, American Right to Life was determined to set the record straight and cause John McCain's vice presidential committee, to reconsider Mitt Romney and decide against him. Regardless of the tens of millions of dollars he could have poured in of his own money to McCain's campaign, the goal of American Right to Life was to convince the McCain campaign that they would have a liability in Mitt Romney, who would be exposed as supporting homosexual marriage, supporting abortion. Surgical abortion, elective abortion, tax-funded abortion, that is Mitt Romney. And so the big news today about John McCain's vice presidential pick is that it is not Mitt Romney. 4 weeks ago, McCain came to Denver, Colorado to speak to veterans, and American Right to Life was there. American Right to Life Action was there. It's a political 527 group. By the way, if you donate to American Right to Life Action, it's not tax deductible. And I urge you to do that. Even though the Bob and Your Live annual telethon is starting in just a few days for the month of September, the goal of raising $35,000, I urge you to support American Right to Life Action. American Right to Life Action was downtown Denver, confronted John McCain face to face, eyeball to eyeball. John McCain saw the message. He heard the message. It was an extraordinary protest with massive signs dwarfing all the, there were other protesters there. It was irrelevant. It was as though the other protesters were ants, and the American Right to Life protest was shouted from the mountaintops. That's what it was like. And the protest was not against John McCain, even though he's a child killer. The protest was against Mitt Romney, an organized protest by American Right to Life with their beautiful, massive banner of their organization and huge signs, multiple signs that stated Mitt funds abortion. And so we can't be sure, but there is strong evidence that Mitt Romney is now out of the presidential campaign. He's lost the vice presidential slot because of the work of this determined organization to stop child killing and to expose every fraudulent Republican who is a pro-abort, a wolf in sheep's clothing, who will kill unborn children and take the money of Christians and the votes of Christians simply through lies and deception. So that's the goal of American Right to Life. Okay. Second news item of the day. James Dobson has now violated his pledge in which he invoked the name of God, telling tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pro-life Christians. James Dobson, who said at the Rally for Life in Washington, D.C., and you could see this on our video, Focus on the Strategy 2, on how to end abortion. If you haven't seen Focus on the Strategy 2, please call us 1-800-8-NYART and get that DVD. 1-800-8-NYART, E-N-Y-A-R-T. 1-800-836-9278. By the way, you could also get our catalog for all our Bible study materials. We have about 40 DVDs that I think you'll love. Most of them we produced. Dozens of Bible study albums, books on the scriptures, and other fascinating topics, all available from Bob and Yart Live. And you could call and help us get a jump on our telethon beginning in just a couple days by calling 1-800-836-9278. If you see the video of James Dobson at the Rally for Life in Washington, D.C. in 1990, he said something. And he's so proud of this that this video plays in the lobby of Focus on the Family to this very day, today. Today. And it's a pledge he made invoking the name of God. And today, James Dobson violated that pledge. Today. When he endorsed John McCain for president. John McCain, a lifelong pro-abortion liberal Republican. Some people say you got to vote the party. You got to vote for a Republican. Well, here are your choices. If you want to vote for a Republican in Colorado or California or a number of other states, you're either going to vote for a Democrat like John McCain, because he's a Democrat, or a socialist like Barack Obama, or a Republican like Alan Keyes. If you want to vote Republican, that's what you got to do. You vote for John McCain, you're voting for a liberal Democrat, and you've been deceived into supporting a child killer who will lie to you. His Saturday night conversion with Rick Warren, shouldn't that have been evidence to you that he is worse than Barack Obama? Barack Obama was asked, when does life begin? When do human rights begin? And he said, I don't know. John McCain said, I know it. They begin at conception. And I have long advocated killing all those little kids, and I intend to continue advocate killing all those little kids, even though life begins at conception. Human rights begin at conception. Human rights come from your creator. But I advocate killing those little kids, doing research, dissecting those little kids, because I'm a hypocrite and I'm a Republican and I want your money and I want your vote. And I know that you're a fool. You are gullible. And the devil with his mask off, Barack Obama, will scare you into the arms of the devil with his mask on, John McCain. That's why I am thrilled that Brian Rohrbaugh, president of American Right to Life, accepted the nomination of America's Independent Party as Alan Keyes' vice presidential running mate. That happened on Wednesday. Praise God. Praise God, there is a party with a ticket of Alan Keyes and Brian Rohrbaugh running for president. What are the chances that they can win? Well, there was another vote about 2,000 years ago, and it was Jesus versus Barabbas. What were the chances that Jesus was going to win? Would you be one of those who shouted, Barabbas, Barabbas, we want Barabbas? I'm not comparing Alan Keyes to Jesus, but I am comparing John McCain to Barabbas, who will kill the innocent for his own advantage. So James Dobson said this before hundreds of thousands of pro-life Christians. He said, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never again cast a vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family, made a pledge, a commitment. He took an oath before hundreds of thousands of believers. He invoked the name of God, and he has now violated the oath he made to God because of his lust to be a kingmaker and have a seat at the political table. That is a lust of the flesh. You make an oath to God, and you allow the boogeyman to violate your word to the Lord, because it's the boogeyman factor. Conservatives are often pretend salt, as the Reverend Flip Benham, head of Operation Rescue National, says. The pretend salt, it's fake Christianity. And they want to scare you, because of the boogeyman, into voting for the devil with his mask off. So they've made Barack Obama the boogeyman. And James Dobson is especially vulnerable to this kind of manipulation. He said it on Fox News, Hannity and Combs. He said that we Christian pro-lifers, we are the mistress to the Republican Party. We are their mistress. You know what that means? That means they have a wife, but we commit adultery with them. They take us out on the weekend, and then they dump us, and they go back to their wife. And what he meant was their real commitment was to secular humanism and godlessness and child killing and homosexuality. But we are the buffoons. We pimp ourselves. We go out and we'll dance with them on Friday night. And we'll sleep with them on Saturday night. Politics makes strange bedfellows. He knows it. He admits it. And yet he violates his pledge to God because he's afraid of the boogeyman. God tells us that perfect love cast out fear. Perfect love cast out fear. Fear him who could cast body and soul into hell. Don't fear those who can destroy the body. Fear him who could cast body and soul into hell. It is an utter tragedy. And I pray that Christians will contact Focus on the Family and rebuke Dr. James Dobson for violating his pledge to God. And here is what his VP of Public Policy told us 2 years ago. The elders of Denver Bible Church went down to Colorado Springs and gave a one-hour presentation of these significant concerns to Tom Minery, Vice President of Focus on the Family Public Policy, and Bruce Hauskonecht, and their judicial analysts down there, and political analysts. We gave this presentation. All the elders of Denver Bible Church were at the meeting. It was a PowerPoint presentation. You could see it in our DVD called Focus on the Strategy. That was the original Focus on the Strategy. And during that meeting, we brought up Dr. James Dobson's pledge. For as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never again vote for a candidate who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And you know what Tom Minery told us? We asked, how could James Dobson support candidates who are willing to kill millions of unborn children over time when he made this pledge? And this is what Tom Minery told us. First, I will give you my rendition of what he said. First, I will give you my paraphrase of what he said, and then I will tell you exactly what he said. Focus on the Family Vice President of Public Policy told the elders of Denver Bible Church, when Dr. Dobson made that pledge, he was crossing his fingers behind his back, and he had lawyers interpreting it for him. He had lawyers interpreting the pledge to explain how he wasn't really violating it. That's my paraphrase. Here's what he really said. He parsed the words. He said, Dr. Dobson made a pledge for as long as God let him live on this earth that he would never vote for a politician willing to kill a single innocent child. So Tom Minery said, when Dr. Dobson endorses Republican candidates who are willing to kill any number of innocent children, he endorses them, yes, but he doesn't vote for them. It depends on what the meaning of the word is. It depends on what the meaning of the word is. Moral relativism, secular humanism is operating at the highest echelons of conservative Christian ministry, of the pro-life industry. There is a moral vacuum in the body of Christ. That is why a group that was only founded in 2007 has had such an extraordinary impact on so many areas of the culture war, the battle for Judeo-Christian values in America. How could it possibly be that tens of thousands of dollars could have such an impact, bear such fruit against tens of millions of dollars? How can it be that American Right to Life, with their research budget, can find out that the brutally wicked rulings that Dr. Dobson laments on his radio program in 2,000 radio stations, how is it possible that Dr. Dobson could lament these wicked rulings and say, this is why we need more Republican judges, and overlook the fact that the rulings he decries were written and voted on by Republican judges, often exclusively Republican judges. At other times, the majority of the panel or the courts were Republican judges. The authors of the rulings were Republican judges. Focus on the Family's Public Policy Department can't figure that out. Dr. Dobson can't do one show and say, you know what, we're going to look at all the bad judges and the bad rulings that have come to us from the hands of our pro-life Republican presidents. We're going to look at that so we could be honest with ourselves and our audience and evaluate our strategy. Couldn't do that. So I ask you to do what you can and send a request to Focus on the Family that they remove the video in the lobby of Dr. Dobson making his pledge to God, because God will not be mocked, and that video is an affront to the holiness of God, who expects us to be true to Him and true to our word, and not pimp ourselves as a political mistress for child killers and people promoting the homosexual agenda and godless evolution and secular humanism in almost every aspect of their public influence on our culture. All right. Third bit of news, an extraordinary editorial from the Colorado Springs Gazette about what happened up here in Denver during the DNC. And I'm not going to have time to get through this, but we'll continue this, Lord willing, next week. Abortion at center stage during the DNC. This is from the Colorado Springs Gazette, which has always blasted our pro-life work and pro-lifers generally, I believe. I don't read it all the time. Here we go. Their editorial on the protest at the DNC. This was in their paper yesterday. Regardless of where one stands on the issue of abortion rights, one thing became perfectly clear in Denver this week. The election of Barack Obama stands to energize anti-abortion activists more than anything since Roe v. Wade, the 1972 Supreme Court decision that forced all states to legalize abortion. Activists throughout the city characterized Obama as the most pro-abortion member, they wrote pro-choice, of the Senate because he voted against a bill that would require medical treatment for babies that survive late-term abortions. Hillary Clinton voted for the bill. The far-left activists, like Recreate 68 and others, who promised convention mayhem, mostly made fools of themselves. They had no coherent message and couldn't even seem to organize chants and clever signs. Not so regarding pro-life activists. They were seemingly everywhere in Denver during the convention and for days leading up to it. And then there's this lengthy list of the extraordinary things that happened to fight abortion in Denver before and during the DNC. And after, I'll skip about half a dozen items. And then there was the little matter of that giant message that showed up Tuesday morning on North Table Mountain near Golden. Dozens of volunteers worked around the clock for a month in three shifts to sew together thousands of sheets that anti-abortion activists snuck onto the mountain during the wee hours of Tuesday morning. They designed a 530-foot tall message with the sheets that said, "DNC destroys unborn children," with the words stacked and the capital letters DNC highlighted in yellow. The mountain message could be seen for 30 miles and was readable nearly 10 miles away. And it gets better. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center is a great school in Arvada, and please help Bob and Yurt Live.